Blog Talk Radio.
It's not doing it. What? I'm not gonna. The millions want to hear the green music that we got. There we go. Can I do this? 40.1 last night. 116.784. Is that one, huh? Yeah. Yeah, buddy. I don't know why. First thing I do is I think we should do this lengthy descriptor that he wasted time writing. But are we gonna read it? We're gonna read it. Yeah, I think you are. What a waste of time. What's your name, Mrs. Skipters? I can't wait to type it tomorrow. No. What is he talking about? Thank you. Philly update. Spring training update. Yeah, I think you should. It's the point is that you should read it. Oh, no. He's calling in. I think you should get up here on the first day of the game acting up here in the Pelicans. Calling in holy jeez.
Yes?
Hello, mister.
Oh, I can hear myself good.
How we doing?
I can. Everything is grand.
So, did you see the latest update? Did you check it? That Heron updated on the pool?
I did see that. Yes, indeed.
You see I plummeted from 14th yesterday to now 72nd or something like that? 77?
Yeah, you plummeted about 55 spots in one day.
Yeah, I did not do well. I guess all those games wrong, basically, the whole day. How are you doing? What number? I guess I did.
I went like 20 down. You must have picked like the whole bracket of upsets yesterday, then.
I must have, right? Because it was still a lot of chalk.
Yeah, there's like all of the upset with USC over SMU and all the rest is fucking up. So I don't know what you could have possibly done.
Now, Nova's on at what, 240, right?
240, yes.
Are you nervous at all?
Yes, I am nervous because they possess the NLA that we did not possess, and that's being able to be mad. And they can do ball reversals out of it, and they can run ball. We can't do that. Our only player that really has a scoring pop is Pascal, and he really should be playing the three. So I think big men. I think it's going to be a tough test. I'm not confident that we're going to take care of business and blow them out.
And are you going to be watching it at home today?
Yes, I think I'm going to be watching it. It's the second and final game in the Buffalo region. for the right to go to the Madison Square Garden, of course. So we'll see, but I do think there's things you got to be scared about them, because they can just sound like you too, and they do something that you can't do, which is just pound the into a big man if they want.
I mean, Crowley's really nervous about the lack of depth. He thinks that's going to play into a key factor with us at this tournament.
That's always an issue. It'll be an issue if we lose today. It'll be an issue if we go on and play whoever we're going to play, Duke. So depth
I know.
is never not going to be a big factor with this team when you only play seven guys.
I know. Especially like the first game when Hart went down and things get, you know, when he sat down, things didn't go so well.
Because you have no definite guy who could go that you give you consistent scoring like he does. You really don't.
Yeah. Alright, I love you. I'm gonna head
it's
back
a
in.
As we head into day 3 of the tournament, thank you for your guy.
What'd you say?
Bye. It's a real dilemma, right, Tommy. There's no way to fix it either.
All right, listen, I'm going to get some people to call, okay?
Hello? What do you guys bring to the table, sir? Hello?
Hello?
It's you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What'd you think about Noel's coming back last night, Nerland Noel's?
I thought, you know, she had a typical New Orleans game where we really fighting hard and all over the court.
You gotta speak into the phone. I can't hear you.
There we go. I thought he had a typical Netherlands game, and I think that he's really gonna sort of help them and bring him something. And I just thought that, you know, like we've seen Netherlands
you
play
think
a
the,
lot, and I.
Jamie, you think the Sixers will bring him back as a free agent?
Look, if I just didn't have a reason to pay him is that they thought he was an expiring contract and they didn't want to bring him into restricted free agency. You can agree and disagree with that, but that is why they did it.
Well, you know, when he came to town, he bought all his buddies a cheesesteak, which was very cool, I thought. And I think if you leave here in good terms, at some point he could come back. I like him. I like him a lot. But the kid they got for him played his brains out last night, right?
Yeah, Doria, indeed.
I mean, they won by like, no, the kid Anderson.
Anderson.
They had like 20-some points.
Right, not Doria.
They won by 30 points last night.
They won by 32, which is amazing to think that they have it in them against any team.
Yeah, right. Who's going to win the Villanova game?
I think it's going to be a fight. I don't know. I think we'll still win, but it's going to be like sort of a rock fight till the end.
Yeah. All right.
Not easy.
Anyway, let's hope for a W, and then there's a bunch of good movies still out there. You and I need to catch it. I'm going away on Wednesday. You know that, right?
Yes, I do.
I'm going away on Wednesday. I'll be back the following Tuesday. Okay.
It's going to be a big week for you out there. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it's going to be good stuff. Okay, buddy.
It's going to be a good time. All right, thanks. Thank you much.
I say hello to everybody. What time's the Villanova game, James?
2:40. Yeah, Ray. That's what you need to do. Who we got?
Jamie.
Yeah, topic of.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine.
So, March Madness Pumpkin Ball, huh? Dominating the show today, I suppose?
Well, this is a big time. We got hockey, we got NBA, there's a lot that we
got. I barely get through March. I can't stand pumpkin ball, but we do have the Lord Stanley upon us here pretty soon, and draft coming up. Is the draft in Philadelphia this week? Is this year? Is it in Philadelphia?
Yes, indeed. Yes,
indeed. You gonna go down there and hang out and yell at the commissioner or not?
It's gonna be a crazy thing out there. I think there's gonna be plenty of people willing to yell at the commissioner.
Oh, you betcha. Especially in the city of Butler Shove. They'll show their voices. They're worse than New York. But, when the Captain America will come up. So, Lord, my Blackhawks are beating the Wild and being trolled by my wife. We saw Huey Lewis the news last night. I know the Gophers were one and done. Everyone was betting before them, and I told the bet against them. So, they're done. So, who's your championship this year? Who are you taking to be the head pumpkin ball team to win?
I think it's going to be the Cavs. I think they've added the people they've added in the playoff period are really going to help them. And so I think that's a big part of it.
How's the 70 Sisters doing? Are they still obscurity in the bottom of the barrel like the Wolves?
Last night, won by 32 last night, but
really?
That's good to see.
That sounds
number 25.
How the Fly Boys, are they going to be in the golf course? Or are they going to go play for Lord Stanley?
It's looking more and more likely, unless they can go on a huge money, that golfing will come up in about a month.
All right, Jamie.
They win.
As usual, thanks for having me on your show. You have a good week, all right? Go Blackhawks.
Hey, Jimmy.
Look at all this stuff. I can't believe it. This is the Warcraft Media Premium. I think we should end this episode by 15 minutes. It's going to take for 5 minutes, even though millions of listeners will hear the mayhem in the future. What do you want? I think that's that. It's still intact. It'd be horrible if it wasn't intact. But yeah, my final boot canvas. Gonzaga and look it up. You got the plan to pull up. It's up on the iPad. 90 seconds. I think about. So, if I can get to the 60s, that'd be great. I do need to do what I'm doing in the next game. It's your end of the game. Okay. Yeah, I think it's your end. Well, let me just read up. It's two wins, yes. On the quarterfinals. Have you been seeing a lot of it on Facebook or something? PIA. I believe we'll go on the temple again at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Listen, yeah, the guy will be in for it. I'm such a good guy.
Dude, you're just doing this.
All right, I think I'd better do that. So, I'll give you my phone call. So, lay out. Okay? Are you on? What? No. No. So, yeah. I gotta get. No, you're making too big, man. No, because then the 92. See me? 95th. Do convey a can. Yeah, Villanova, Arizona, Kansas, Kentucky. Kansas, man. Right, so that's way on for free, so I'm on Google. All right, I got to get all these tags back. But I got to get to history. History and go tab by tab and pick it out. All right, I think the pizza has gotten their views out there, and I think it's time to end this. I'm glad we've had our time together. Thank you, everybody. Yeah. Miss out on my genius. Oh, tough to them. We're done, everybody. Thank you so much. I just know that she's still hanging around 50 in the 60s, right? Where are you? After the first round. In the 60s. Can't get any track. 80s, really? No. I want to get I'm so sorry. We're really going to go after this. It's time.
To make it even more exciting on my way.
Yeah, Kathy. Such a comeback. I don't know, but until then, I see how figured this were word plans. We're done now. Did he put that about you? Well, that's a.
A repeat. Plus, Jamie will share his experience at his latest Flyers game on Wednesday night. Spring training update and whatever is on your mind. Please join. Be sure to take a look at the stand and producer mom as dad is away in the mountains for his annual March Madness opening weekend trip with his college football friends.
That's a lot.
Or even heard.
I don't think anyone cared about a single word of that. That's a lot of info for this little program. We are done. Not one word about me, except that I went to a hockey match. I don't get out much, so I guess when I do go to a hockey game, it should be a story. All I know is that Well, I think anyone that could check the game can know that. You can finish if you started. Yeah, he's now pulled up to a 16 and a prize game. Well, yes. It's probably not even it. He does not know what to do. There's so much. He's probably just kind of playing around. Anyway, he went back to North Dakota, and now he'll be here until, for this little time off, until we have OTAs and mini camps. I think that's it. I don't think he's going back to North Dakota for the rest of the offseason. Should we let him in? No. We should end this 3 minutes ago. Colin, with his great sports takes, is up. How are you, sir?
Jamie, what's up, buddy?
What's up?
Glad I got under the wire here.
You did. So close. What fun.
So, what did you think of the games yesterday?
Well, we just kind of plodding along here. Not one big moment yet. We're just kind of going through the motions. Hopefully today we'll have kind of a memorable moment or tomorrow.
Yeah.
But yesterday's games were good. But, you know, we have not had that kind of wow moment yet. So maybe we'll get it today. We'll have to see.
Yeah, pretty boring tournament so far, but it'll hopefully get better. Hopefully the upsets, the first up big upsets, not Villanova going down today, but this Wisconsin team, they've got some firepower, so they do make me a little bit nervous.
They got some artillery, they got some size, and they can all just play.
Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned, but hopefully, what do you think is going to happen with? With Jenkins, you think he's going to get his act together, or is he just going to keep struggling here?
So I think at some point he's going to have to get a little bit of an act together. But I don't know if it'll be this game or the next game or when it will be, but it's got to be soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we need him to be effective. So I hope he's good. Although on the flip side, Dante DiVincenzo, that guy. That DiVincenzo kid is pretty impressive, though, huh?
He's pretty impressive. I think we'll end the regular season and all the way through the biggest tournament, and of course the first game. Yeah. So yeah, he's really carved out in that small firm.
And Sark, is he your rookie of the year, James? Is it pretty crystal clear, it seems to me, at this point?
I think there's a pretty clear line of demarcation between him and anyone else. I guess it would be Brogdon, but I think the way he was playing from the past, like, I guess close to 2 months now, has to make you him the rookie up to now. You can have a debate whether Embiid should get penalized for only playing a full one time. But I don't really know, but I think he's got to be. And he's played every game, and, you know, he's only getting better and better.
Yeah. And I've been traveling all week for work, Jamie, but any big stories coming out of spring training down in Clearwater?
Well, no, that's another football team. They just haven't played. That was on my time. We all got pretty close to the team. We are getting started from the beginning of the season, which is crazy to think about now in the calendar of the year. But yeah, it's going to be that way.
What do you think their record's going to be? What's your? I know the Eagles go game by game. I imagine they're not going to go game by game.
Maybe 76 or 77 wins.
Wow.
Ah, that's impressive. What does Vegas have for them?
I think they're like 74 wins. I think the 77 number to pick your number.
You're taking me over. I like it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking over. You got a very slight over.
All right. What Jay, my last one here. We got a new USA soccer coach and some World Cup qualifiers coming up. What do you think that holds for us? Do you think the team reacts well to
I think it's a very important time right now, so I think they need to get in gear and get it ready for the qualifiers.
All right. Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
All right, Jamie. Well, have a great week.
I'm getting late, but you know, always doing his best. Thank you. I can't believe. I think it's. Thank you. All right.